May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for October 24th, 2020. And today I'd like to highlight some of the news the last 2 weeks into compendiums of videos and articles that I've published and I'll be discussing today. First one is called Making Sense of the Media Madness. And the second one is called 2020 Vision of Our Election Made Sure. So before I get into that, I thought I'd reference, like I usually do, the Cosmic Weather Report, and current weather for spaceship Earth has been rather intense with the astrology and mass psychology the last 2 weeks. And we're seeing that intensity play out in the media with information warfare between authoritarian deep state sources that would enslave us and voices of Aquarian freedom and opportunity, as will eventually liberate all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. So all the astrologers out there know exactly what I'm referring to, the intensity in the last couple of weeks, which haven't been seen astrologically since the American Revolution, or at least since the last presidential election. Without going into details on the astrology, let's begin by making sense of media madness that I reported back on October 16th when the new moon was in Libra. So here's the making sense of media madness. Extreme pre-election mass psychopathy, you might say. So witness the crazy signs of the times. Not just the last 2 weeks, but the last couple months, the last 9 months. Since the first of the year, I mean, things have really gone ballistic as far as world crisis, world events. That's, we're talking about blatant psychological warfare being waged to manipulate the mass media's mass mind matrix for compliance with the global lockdown agenda, the whole COVID thing. And mainstream media, in the meantime, we've seen it, especially the last couple of weeks, has gone full China with incessant totalitarian propaganda and censorship and any challenge to this lockstep lockdown agenda. Social media giant Google, YouTube has deplatformed 16 popular truther channels this last week, including Amazing Polly, X22 Report, and others, really good sources of alternative truth information you won't see in the mainstream media. That I've published some of these that I've published in compendiums over this last year, and they've been disappeared. So be aware, pray wisely, conscientious common sense may be uncommon, but it sure beats the alternative, the divisiveness that we see in the world today. So that's kind of the introduction before I go into it. A lot of these compendiums that I do, I'll say skip to the bottom for an inspirational message. I have one today, Spiritual Science from the Ascended Master Hilarion, coming through David Christopher Lewis, the Heart Center. Some people really don't want to get into the politics that I'm going to go into a little bit now. Before that, spiritual message, you might say, inspired message. Most of this worldly stuff that I'm going to be dealing with today and this compendium is some pretty shocking stuff. Again, those who have been watching my show know that I quite often refer to my compendiums on the archived website called 2020's Global Co-Creation. And I hope you have that bookmarked so you can pull that up in another window. While I am giving this presentation today, which is following pretty much the narrative of the last two compendiums, again, the first one I referred to, Making Sense of Media Madness, on October 16th. And then the one just published today called 2020 Vision of Our Election Made Sure. And that goes into, and I'll be going into what's going on with the Thrive movement. Thrive 2 has just come out. It's pretty exciting, Foster Gamble, what they're doing with Thrive 2. I'll be going into that later part of the show, second half of it. So, again, those who have that bookmark can pull that up in another window. If you're on a desktop computer, you can follow along with the narrative. I will probably be getting off of the script, you might say, with talking about related material, kind of fleshing out the bones that I've got on the compendium. But I'll be referring to videos and articles. You can pause if you have, if you're listening to the podcast in the future, you can always pause the presentation and then watch the videos or read the articles. So you have your own customized multimedia show. There's not many people doing that. Some people really appreciate that, where they have more control of the content. Rather than just listening, they can actually be watching, you know, the scrolling as I scroll down on the narrative. They can stop the podcast. If you're listening to the podcast in the future, you can pause the podcast, watch videos and articles, and, again, create your own kind of custom multimedia show. So I'll be going into this first compendium, and the first video and article related to that video is called Exposure, the Electromagnetic Human Test. And this is a video. It's a short video. It's not very, I think it's about 8 minutes long. Very powerful, kind of a summary of what's going on with the 5G AI agenda, and how it's the deep state has been orchestrating this agenda, utilizing a key strategy of successful stage magicians. And that's explained in the video at the beginning, and how, you know, the method of operation of the deep state in terms of how they slip in this agenda with the diversionary tactics, specifically being this massive PSYOP. You can call it a PSYOP, the whole situation with the COVID virus. And that's the second video goes into that, you know, the root of the madness. And I put a question mark after my reference to it as the video of the year. I mean, it really could be if for a person waking up to this plandemic, scamdemic, whatever. I've been saying that actually for the last 7 months, well, all the way back in April and May, I began explaining by way of brilliant researchers on the subject like John Rappaport. And so this second video that I have on the root of the madness is by John Rappaport. And he goes into how the COVID virus has never been proven to exist. And that doesn't make any sense to most people, maybe many people listening to this. But there are many implications with this completely fraudulent PCR diagnostic test that they're using. And that includes meaningless case numbers and meaningless death numbers on which the whole fiction of the pandemic is built. And then you finally get to the justification for all the lockdowns and economic and human destruction resulting from the closure of businesses, the worldwide states of emergency, and so on, all stemming from this complete insanity, which at the root is no proven isolated virus. The CDC admits they've never isolated the virus, and they can't have a test based on something that's never been isolated, and they just assume that all the material that they're using in the test to compare it with is COVID-19, when there's all kinds of other material in the sample and in the testing standard that's never been isolated, and it's a combination of factors, and it's like a crapshoot as far as whether you're going to be tested positive or negative. And that's explained in this video. It's 33 minutes long, but it's John Rappaport, you know, at his best. He has been so brilliant from the beginning of this with, I mean, he has done, what is it, something like 30, 40 articles for the last 7 months, last 3 months, I think, actually, really laying it out, the whole story behind this, the economics and the politics, the agendas. And this is a good one for people that are new to this or just people that want to have a good summary that they want to share with others or whatever. And, you know, these first two videos are pretty intense. I mean, they're really intense for people that are new to the subject and even people that, you know, haven't had the time because they have to work, you know, to research and find these things and study these issues. This is a good summary. These first two videos, you know, the exposure of the electromagnetic human test and how the electromagnetics, you know, affects our biology and how serious this is as far as what they're rolling out worldwide from satellites, from, you know, 5G, from all these different sources, and what we can expect is coming out of that. And, of course, the agenda with artificial intelligence as related to that, because 5G requires, AI requires 5G to manage the massive amounts of information to basically to convey the massive amounts of information from all the sources for artificial intelligence, smart cities, smart cars, smart communities, you know, that are utilizing artificial intelligence based on massive amounts of data. So that's why this 5G AI agenda is moving forward. And there's other factors involved with this, and it's good to understand that, and also that the COVID virus is just a cover story for moving the 5G AI agenda forward and other agendas with the banking system. And basically, and I'll be going into that more of what the agenda is later on in the show. So there's if you're following the narrative, and you can also be following this, like I say, as I speak from the blog that I have called 2020 Global Co-Creation. That's the one I recommend that you bookmark, because as I'm adding to this and doing the shows, you can always follow along with the narrative while I'm giving the presentation. So this is a huge issue right now with all these things going on behind the scenes and the cover story and how they're doubling down on the COVID thing, the mainstream media, as far as it being so serious and so dangerous. And the question is, you know, are you ready for the whole truth of this? And some people's minds are made up, and this is all, you know, this is all crazy talk, talking about another, you know, agendas behind the scenes, and that COVID is not a real deal, because, you know, people that are in fear of it and are, you know, masking like everyone else, anything contrary to that narrative is heresy. So, again, this is for people that are already out of the box, you know, kind of preaching to the choir. Most people don't come to my show if they don't want to hear this kind of stuff. But a lot of people that have been following the show, and, you know, I hear from them, and they really appreciate wanting to know what's really going on that's not being reported and why. So the third video I've got here is referred to on the YouTube channel as the most important video on Earth right now. And I refer to it as the unspeakable truth that wants to be heard. And so that's a 8-minute video, very powerful, again, going into different aspects of the CDC and the World Health Organization and the systemic corruption with this fake PCR test that is being used to ramp up the cases of COVID, even with healthy people. So, I mean, the keynote concept or, you know, it's actually a quote that I try to reference here, is that when a man who is honestly mistaken hears the truth, you will either cease being mistaken or cease being honest. And that's, you know, that's quotes from, I put on their conscientious common sense. That should be common sense. But this is the issue right now. There's truths coming out that people don't want to believe, and it's such a conflict with their prevailing awareness and belief systems that it just doesn't compute, it doesn't fit, and so it's rejected. Mainstream media has got one truth. Alternative media, you know, has another truth, and quite often, never the twain shall meet, you know. That's why things are polarized so much, and people are, you know, out of fear, people's paradigms narrow. And I'll be going more into the psychology of that. One really good article on this is from Technocracy News. It's a behavioral analysis regarding what they refer to as the COVIDian cult. So what they say is that among the many forces and objectives playing out with the globalist-driven Great Panic Reset of 2020 is COVIDiate behavior, which is coalescing into a definable cult that has all the markings typical of other major cults in modern history. Now, that's kind of a revelation. Now, this mass behavior, you know, that has been propagated with propaganda virtually in the media, and they refer to as COVIDiate, like as an idiot, COVIDiate behavior, and how it's actually a definable cult, and they explain that in that article. That's kind of a good revelation for people wanting to know what's the method to the madness, what's really going on with this entire pandemic that obviously was planned as you get into it, how it was planned, what their agenda is. And to get an orientation to the seriousness of the situation now, which is very serious, as far as people waking up before it's too late, because there are forces, call them deep state forces or oligarchic forces or whatever, power elite, power trips. You know, there are forces that are wanting to, again, lock things down and get a new normal of virtually totalitarian control with artificial intelligence, with surveillance systems, tracking systems. A lot of people are concerned about this. There's a really good article from TruthStream Media. This is Melissa Dykes and her husband. And it's a brilliant video. It's about, 29 minutes. 30 minutes long. And basically what they're saying is, like, we the people have not come this far just to regress back into serfdom and subservience. And this is the issue. We're right on the cusp of basically having freedom and opportunity, you know, basically utopia and oblivion. And I'll be getting into that more, that choice, in this next compendium here in a little bit. So what they're saying, Melissa Dykes, is that we the people will not be ruled over by modern digital kings any more than the colonists were willing to submit to attacks wherein they were not only burdened and denied due representation, but under which every last aspect of their colonial lives would have been regulated and controlled. This is what we're facing today. Again, as in the beginning of the show, I referenced the astrology. At this time, in a larger sense, an epic sense of this, of these decades, are a parallel to what led up to the colonial revolution. The same basic astrology. And this is regarding to the these powerful planets, outer planets: Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter, in Capricorn, and they haven't been in that position since the American Revolution. And what that means, I've gone into that more detail in other shows, and I don't have time to go into it now. But, I mean, we are in the universe, and the universe is within us. And there are cycles, cosmic cycles, precession of the equinoxes, with the 12 ages, you know, the 25,800 years or so. There are cycles where energies of the universe impact, you know, the electromagnetics of the Earth and our consciousness, which is, you know, whether it's alpha, theta, delta. There are energies of consciousness that resonate with the subtle field, the unified field of the Earth and cosmos. So this is kind of a theme I get into in Cosmic Love. But anyway, we're at a time, as Melissa Dyke says, it is no exaggeration to say that today, is if something as odious as a digital certificate or any other forced proof of compliance were instituted, you know, whether you got a vaccination or not, that we would be facing something not only as bad as the 1765 Stamp Act, but magnitudes worse. What has been suggested and surely is being attempted is nothing short of an authorization gateway to control and lock us out of our ordinary physical-based reality lives. They go into this in the video. I'm just kind of referencing, you know, what they talk about. And what they're saying is that those aspects of life not only predate computers, you know, these aspects of life for ordinary, you know, physical-based reality, but the Internet and the men who would be kings also, this predated normalcy, you know, and our basic core freedoms outweighs, you know, all of the previous predispositions to tyranny we're seeing in the world today, medical tyranny and otherwise. So our rights and freedoms are inherent, not granted by a piece of paper like a digital certificate. And damn sure not to be given back to us by digital overloads with a penchant for power and absolute control. Whereas far too many people remain stuck in the whatever it takes to prevent a crisis mindset, we the people need to urge them to see the truth about what is at stake and are not to be sold and given away under not just pretenses of health and safety, but any pretense at all. So I always enjoy the videos by TruthStream Media. Some are better than others. This is a good one because it references a very real thing, a testing of freedom and opportunity in a very real sense that we need to wake up to. We're being challenged by this crisis, and the better we understand it, this has happened before. In the not-too-distant future, back at the time of the American Revolution, now it's not King George. It's basically the corporatocracy and plutocrats, power elite plutocrats, who virtually own and control so many of the human and physical resources of Earth. So I always like to do a bottom line just in time before people get too, you know, wigged out by all the negative stuff. And the point here is that as we become more conscious of how we are conscious with the language of light as consciousness, and I provide links on that to most regular readers of my blog and listeners to my show that have followed up on these links, know what I'm referring to and how this light of consciousness through this language of consciousness, the light of consciousness, we can naturally involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience. This is talking about a universal interface that's based on the natural laws of light and the parallels to consciousness for as evaluation criteria for mass-to-mass interaction. And how this we can naturally involve with this process and evolve our individual and collective conscience with a capital C, as in the long prophesied second coming of Christ-like consciousness, you know, Aquarian cosmic love in the collective social networks of global humanity. So Aquarian Christic light brings up all unlike its 5D self for transmutation, like the refiner's fire that brings up slag, impurities, and molten metal to the surface to be skimmed off. This is the heart of what I refer to as Aquarian Spring, you know, the next 10 years, like the initiation, the thrust at the beginning of a major age, you know, a 2,000-year age of Aquarius. This is what I refer to as Aquarian Spring, and the heart of telecommunications for culturing, common sense, unity for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. This is Aquarius. This is where it's moving towards local and global community. You know, we're all in this together kind of thing, but that we're talking about as a global village for the family of mankind, and how we can, again, involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness as united sovereigns of Earth. So heartware, as I've referred to regularly in my shows and blogs, is a universal interface for personal planetary interaction that is framed by the first principles of cosmic natural law. You might say the constitution of natural law for culturing the Holy Spirit of cosmic love and action with unity in diversity, as in common sense, social conscience, and our ubiquitous global social networks. So the point is that either modern communications technology is used to upgrade our five core internet freedoms, as with global telecom, or it will be used to enslave us with artificial intelligence as betrays the real thing. So this is an ongoing theme. Those who know what I'm referring to in terms of global telecom, global telecare, teleconscience, telecommerce, you know, that you might say the TLC dimension with this universal interface that references both heart coherence and mind congruence, you know, smart with the heart. So this is basically the Aquarian frequencies of the Holy Spirit of love and action. You know, the higher the concept of love, the bigger the results. So the love model, as far as the universal law language, with the law of the one, two and one, three and one, four and one, five and one, into the fifth dimension and beyond, as a universal interface, and how that works and what that looks like, that's explained in depth at the link on Global Telecom. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. I refer to, you know, the whole dynamic of co-creating the Aquarian Foundation. So, and I, the video I referred to at the beginning of this presentation when I said skipped the bottom for an inspirational message on spiritual science from Hilarion, that's what I finished up with, and a message from the Ascended Master, Green Ray Master, Hilarion, encourage us to focus on reality, concentrate on the divine, and consciously invest in truth. And for those who have been following the Hour of Truth, it's been weekly now for a few months, by Hilarion. This was number 11. And I thought some of you might appreciate that, an inspirational message to finish up the notes. So that was just basically, you might say, taking the edge off the method to the madness we're seeing in the mainstream media. And I'm going to go to the second blog now. This was just published today, and this is 2020 vision of our election made sure. And again, there's one video in particular in this, and I'm going to be going into that. That's kind of the feature in this one, and I want to focus on the major theme there. But this 2020 vision right now is realizing this is the time of the Great Awakening, anciently prophesied as Revelations. So again, I have another skip to the bottom for a message from Hilarion. I believe this is the 12th Hour of Truth presentation. So that some people who are coming to the blog from my email list, they see that, and I'm sure some of them will skip everything else and go right to that. They'd rather have a spiritual message without going into all the issues that some people are just fed up with and don't want to go into. So I begin with a personal note, you know, the preface by saying that my primary job as the host of BBS Radio's Cosmic Love Show the last 12 years has been as a metaphysician. And I have that hot linked in the content copy, the narrative. that you can go to a whole article on what I mean by a metaphysician. And as a metaphysician, I've had my finger on the pulse of collective consciousness, you might say, kind of like a medical intuitive. And basically, my message is that the Great Awakening has come upon us, folks. The ancients knew of this time of Aquarius, that this cycle, and the portents of Aquarius. I mean, the Bible prophesied this time of tribulations leading to 5D revelations, you know, mass uprising by way of the Aquarian second coming, you might say, of Christ mass consciousness. You know, the 5D revelations. So producing Cosmic Love is, you know, for me has been a work of love. I mean, I really enjoyed interviewing people a lot smarter than me on subjects I love to explore. And the show format has evolved the last several years to reporting on important current news that is ignored in mainstream media and is now outright censored by big tech social media platforms. This has really stepped up the last month going into the elections. There's just anything that doesn't support the media, mainstream media, lamestream media's narrative of COVID and lockdown is being outright censored. And when I say censored, it's being blocked from the alternative media, from social media platforms by big tech. I think a lot of people who have been following what's going on from the perspective of the alternative media, you know, truth-telling website, they know this is going on. And so to those on that are listening, I realize I'm speaking to the choir. But the dimensions of this, the understanding of this, the comprehension that goes against the grain of mass media programming, that's pretty much what I'm trying to deal with here, so people can wake up to the real problem and you know, the better diagnosis, analysis of the problem, you know, the more likely we'll arrive at good solutions. I'm going to be going into that here shortly, the solutions agenda, this intention of different organizations and individuals, and specifically the Thrive Movement and Thrive 2. So I've been learning what's really going on in the 3D world of the human condition the last 12 years, and it's fulfilling for me to share the good news of Aquarian principles and processes as they gain traction for the 5D evolutionary ascent of, again, us, all of us as United Sovereigns of Earth. And my reward for this good news, you know, bringing light to dark places, is what I call enlightened self-interest, with a capital S in self, as in service to sovereign self-determination and self-correcting, self-elevation of a salvation nature. So salvation is what Aquarian freedom and opportunity does, self-elevation as salvation. So in that regard, a very positive note, I've been dealing with a lot of heavy negative stuff with this plandemic, scamdemic, you know, massive hoax, trying to deal with that the last 7 months. And now finally, we're seeing some really positive stuff emerging that's coming out. This new Thrive 2 movement now. For those who know of the Thrive Movement going back to, 2011, I believe, when they launched, 11-11-2011, that was a major event. I think people in 122 countries or more, you know, watched that documentary on the Thrive Movement. And so I provided in the one video I provided is the trailer for Thrive 2, that just came out before the elections. And it's 3 minutes long. It's very, very good for people that, you know, want to have some hope, not hopium, but some very positive things that are coming out with free energy technology. Excuse me. free energy technology, holistic healing technology, and other solutions. So the new Thrive 2 movie that you can watch is at thriveon.com. That's T-H-R-I-V-E-O-N, thriveon.com. It premiered a month ago in 15 languages. And on October 21st, you know, just a few days ago, I received an email on a free replay of their launch, Saturday's launch of Thrive's Freedom Portal, with people joining from 122 countries. And I watched all this, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Aquarian Master Saint Germain is sponsoring or overshadowing this interactive process for arriving at global solutions. So I've got a link from the recording, the live show that was done Saturday, October 17th, opening of the Freedom Portal. And there's the video you can watch. And this special two-hour introductory session marks the opening of Thrive On's this Freedom Portal. And as a planetary species, we're in a lethal mess. But there are ways out of it if we get informed and take action. Now, of course, I'm always referring to love and action as this universal interface based on natural law that will involve and evolve our consciousness. Thrive hasn't got to that yet. I'll be sharing that, and we'll see what happens. But our true nature, as they say in the introductory session of that Freedom Portal, is creative, courageous, loving, and free. They're saying the right things. And I watched their video, that two-hour introductory session, and I followed up with what they're doing, Thrive On Solutions Portal. And this is coming out now, and it's about to go live in 40 languages. And details are in that October 17th video above I referred to that you can see. So this is going to be a big thing, the solutions portal. And I really encourage people to check out the videos, the blog, and get a feeling for how that's going to work. So Foster Gamble defines the deep state in this introduction as the global domination agenda. He refers to GDA. And he explains how the Thrive 2 Solutions Hub is an interactive process for optimizing global collaboration rather than domination. And this is the media solution. And when I say media solution, plain and simple, he breaks it down that all social political with the understanding that I have, that all social, political, and economic systems, economic problems, I should say, are at heart communication problems. How we come into unity is how we culture unity and diversity. And that's how we define, refine, shine real community, general enlightenment. So this process of culturing unity and diversity with truth and love is basically the fifth ray, sometimes called the healing ray, the fifth ray, truth and science, that involves media, medicine, marketing. It's kind of Hermes Trismegistus, thrice great Hermes, media, medicine, marketing. Commerce. Hermes was messenger of the gods, and this fifth ray understanding for mediation of the truth and of the matrix, the media, medicine, market matrix. It is all the fifth ray is the frequency of truth, as in frequently, that brings spiritual science to the process of conscientious evolutionary ascent, individually and collectively. And this is the need of the hour, to resolve the out-of-control mainstream media propaganda, medical tyranny, and the consequent economic debacle we see worldwide. So this is a huge issue we're dealing with. The solution comes down to, truth and love, and mediation of the madness, the media madness, with basically a higher standard, a high state of truth, the high state of love, the higher state of consciousness. So I've been talking about this for some time. It's coming to a head, folks. This is the media solution that I've continued developing since I introduced it to 10 federal government agencies on Capitol Hill back in 1974. Regular readers of my compendiums, listeners to my show that have read the link that I provided on Capitol Hill in 1974, and now you know what I'm referring to, what I introduced to this 10 federal government agencies in 1974. I gave a presentation at a future summit sponsored by Barbara Marx Hubbard, the Committee for the Future. The response to that, it would largely have eliminate bureaucracy, which is, of course, that's what true representation does. It's government of, by, and for the people, not for of, by, and for the corporatocracy. But I was at it back in 1974. I mean, that was a long time ago, and now I've continued, like I say, developing all the aspects of it. I upgraded it in 2000 with the internet capabilities and the understanding and the vision of that. I gave a presentation of that in a seminar, and I have a video on that going back to 2000. It's just 5 years ago. So I have a link on the Global Telecom. Again, that's kind of a keynote understanding of where the technology is trending from hardware, software, network to hardware, what that looks like as far as the universal interface. That's on the website, and that I've linked as Global Telecom. So this is the new media vision of mediation as the evolutionary ascent process of, you might say, sovereignty salvation in terms of, I referenced this before, earlier, in terms of self-correcting, self-determined, self-elevation by way of natural law, light language, and, you know, universal interactive interface, the holodeck, and I have a link on holodeck and light language. That will be, you know, from this compendium in the show notes, there'll be a link that you can follow along this narrative. And so you can go to reading about the light language as a universal language of light as corresponds to the light of consciousness. So that basically you've got evaluation criteria, you know, the language of light, for both the origination and evaluation of multimedia programming on a real-time, mass-to-mass, local, global basis of communications. And I explain how this is the next phase of the computer internet revolution after, you know, hardware, IBM, software, Microsoft, NetWare, Netscape, with 3.0 hardware, love cyber ethics. You know, again, love in terms of cosmic law, the L-O-V-E, linear, nonlinear, the trinity, the threefold flame, and all four quadrants of the E in the love, you know, with the geometry of it that looks like looking down on a pyramid. But we're talking about the pyramid of self and civilization and the mysteries. They refer to it as the New Jerusalem, the City Four Square, the White Cube, and Cyclopean, and one of his dictations back in 1980 referred to it as the most powerful thought form in the universe and the key to the ascension of the planet. Now, some people that have been following what I'm talking about, when they hear that, they, if they want to know more, of course, I have entire websites that go into explaining the context of that dictation by Cyclopea, the cosmic being from the Elohimic kingdom, and what that's all about. Some people are into the spiritual solutions to human problems, because there's no political solutions to human problems, not really. Political solutions just compound human problems. That's what it's been doing for millennia, you know, for ownership and control. And the videos by Foster Gamble that I referred to, the two-hour video, and specifically today, Foster Gamble had a live, he had a live two-hour presentation on the politics that are going on right now, and the timing is perfect that he referred to, and it was brilliant. I mean, it was, he went into not just Trump and Biden, but the whole electoral system, which is rigged from the front end to the back end. You know, by the, basically the banksters, the corporatocracy, you know, the power elite, deep state, whatever you want to call them. And that the problem at this stage is the way we elect representatives itself. Now, the solution to that, which I tried to tell Foster Gamble on the radio show when I interviewed him back in early 2012, was this interactive process that would involve and evolve the processes of consciousness. So involve and evolve conscience with a capital C, you know, Christ-like higher consciousness. I mean, it's very clear to me how that would work with the technologies that were just coming online with satellite downlinks to cable TV systems back in 1974 when I gave that presentation to 10 agencies of the federal government. But now with the Internet, it's like it's not just self-evident, of course, to me, but for a lot of people that read about global telecare and how it works and the universal interface and how that works and the different websites I have that explain this. It's very encouraging and promising to people that are really, into their servant leaders. They really want to, they really care. Sometimes they're referred to as cultural creatives, you know, the 1% to 3% whose sphere of influence on the Internet is the 20% who do 80% of the networking. So these are the people that are waking up a lot to the problems, and which is really deep and entrenched and connected with economics and politics that are far more complex than the science, which has been politicized and weaponized by the economics and politics as a cover story for all kinds of agendas they're running behind the scenes. So that's what I was trying to say earlier, but I didn't chunk it out so well. So I really encourage people to look, if they get a chance, to go to that and watch that the video, the recorded live, you know, Saturday, October 17th, an opening of the Freedom Portal, and tune into what's going on with this Thrive movement worldwide. Like I say, now we're talking about, you know, people in 122 countries have signed into this. And to get more information and follow what they're developing week to week. Like this week, they went into the political process. And Foster Gamble gave an amazing presentation today on that, the two-hour presentation. And I don't have that available. It's not available. I don't think it's going to be available unless you subscribe to their and become a member, like, and subscribe to basically their information service. And that's $120. And I had that to where I could, you know, it's, what is it? $10 a month, but they don't have a way where you can purchase it monthly, which I think that's a shortcoming. They said it was too complex to do that, which I know it's not if it's set up technically right, but they decided that the only people that they really wanted to be represented in their process would be, you know, like time of the American Revolution. It was pretty much just the landowners and the elite that were involved with, you know, creating, you know, were involved with the process of creating a new representation system. Well, they apparently, after the Thrive movement from back in, you know, almost 10 years ago, it was pretty much the process, the system they had for interaction didn't work that well. So now they're basically working with people that pay $120 up front who are serious about interacting through their solutions hub. And their solutions hub has about 12 different categories. And one of them is the media, and which is I'm focusing on right now because I've had been working on that since, like I say, I gave that presentation to 10 agencies of federal government back in 1974. So this is a very unique thing that's going on with this Freedom Hub and their Solutions Hub, which is will be coming online the next couple of weeks. In the meantime, for subscribers of their information service and their process sharing, creative process sharing with members, that's going to include, I think, every week they're going to have, this next week they're going to have specifically the issue that they're going to process through is going to be on the COVID, the whole COVID politics, economics, all these dimensions of what's going on with the plandemic. So I'm definitely going to be, I've been totally focused on that pretty much the last 7 months because it's such a critical issue. Now we're learning the video I referred to in the first blog narrative today was really extraordinary explaining that. Three of them that actually went into that on how, but the first one in particular, how it's like a magician's trick. They're using the COVID thing to keep our eyes and hearts and minds occupied while they're moving through the developing the 5G, they've been installing 5G in the schools, and all kinds of other social institutions that have been more or less shut down with the COVID, and they're basically not telling the public what they're doing with the development of surveillance technologies and basically a social credit system and, of course, the digital, the agenda for a digital certificate, whether you've had your vaccine or not, and for tracking you all the time. I mean, we're really on the cusp of the system of government itself going full China if we don't turn this around. And that's explained in some of these videos better than I can just off the cuff mentioning it. It sounds like a conspiracy theory, but it's once you get into it, it's a conspiracy fact, you know. And again, a lot of people don't want to go there any more than they wanted to hear about how 9/11 was a conspiracy right after 9/11. Of course, most listeners of the show are well aware that it was the CIA that coined the term conspiracy theory after JFK was assassinated. I think Foster Gamble references that in that two-hour introduction, as well as, you know, the whole theme of Thrive One and how it exposed, the economics and politics of the banksters and the corporatocracy and how they are owning and controlling the media and pushing through an agenda that basically keeps the public divided and going at each other rather than being realizing who is the people, the forces, the special interests that have a vested interest in ownership and control of the human and physical resources of the planet with their new world order agenda. So what we're seeing is, you might say, predictive programming on steroids in the media right now. There's this one article that goes, you know, the MSN is beginning to propagate a third wave of COVID-19, and it goes on to explain how the lamestream deep state media has switched from reporting on the surge in coronavirus cases with surge of cases from the faulty PCR testing to propagating a third wave of illusory disease by incessantly repeating a dire, fearful outlook to panic the public with mind control trauma that causes susceptibility to basically a cult ideology, you know, the COVIDian cult. And I go into that, the COVIDian cult, and some excerpts from an article on that from October 13th explains that one of the hallmarks of totalitarianism is mass conformity to a psychotic official narrative, not a regular official narrative like the Cold War or the War on Terror narratives, but a totally delusional official narrative that has little or no connection to reality and that is contradicted by a preponderance of facts. So it goes into that. You know, Nazism and Stalinism are classic examples. Now they go into other examples. Now they explain this very well and how the COVIDian cult began in January when the medical authorities and corporate media turned on the fear, with projections of hundreds of millions of deaths. Of course, they began this with the fear thing. And fear is actually, is used here as an acronym for false evidence appearing real, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. So anyway, I'm going to wrap it up now. I want to thank everyone for listening. There's a lot more to this blog, and I go into more of the solutions, you know, my own solutions in terms of how to frame the solution in general with a communication process, a global holistic healing process, provide links on that. And I finish up with the number 12 inspirational video that just came out the October 23rd, yesterday, on the Hour of Truth from Hilarion. So I want to thank everyone for listening. Keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.